Michael Bishop is officially headed to the College Football Hall of Fame. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics related. Here on this podcast, coming to you late on this Tuesday evening here, January 10th, 2023, after a couple broadcasts and a couple of Flint Hills Christian School basketball games earlier this evening. This is a little bit late, but got to get it in here. Very important stuff here on the podcast related to one of the great K-State greats, quarterback Michael Bishop. And you know, when we first started, when I first launched this podcast a couple years ago, between me and Alex Aiden, my co-host of the weekly edition of the podcast, we talked about how long will Michael Bishop be able to get in to the College Football Hall of Fame. Well, this year is the year. 3 years later, Michael Bishop gets in to the class of 2023 College Football Hall of Fame. Obviously, Michael Bishop also shared something I didn't know on social media, and particularly on Twitter, that I did not know about. He is a stroke survivor. So he apparently went through that ordeal not too long ago as well. Very scary stuff if you're a K-State fan there as well. But thank goodness he is all right and able to see this moment coming through here. Okay, so let's see where I want to start. Yeah, there's just a lot to go through. I'm just going to dip and dab Michael Bishop. Is going to be a part of the 23 class of the College Football Hall of Fame here. Of course, let's get the stats here real quick for who he's going to join, obviously. Michael Bishop, career record here at K-State, 22-3. Only played here for 2 years. And, of course, played in that span. That adds up to quickly 26 games there as well. Career rushing yards by quarterback, career records in that category. Also, career rushing touchdowns there for quarterback, 23. And going back to rushing yards, 1,300 there as well. 1,300 plus there as well. Lowest interception rate percentage. Oh, man. 1.3 back in 1998. Seal game passing yards, 441 yards he put up against Louisiana Monroe back in 1998. Remember, those of you who are not aware or not familiar with K-State history, 1998 was the year there. A case of almost, yes, I'm bringing up some bad memories. And this was at a time where, for me, I didn't really know much about K-State. I only saw them every now and so again on national TV on ABC. Yes, I'm dating myself. But when they were good, they were nationally televised on ABC. So I did watch them when they ever played a big-time game. Apparently enough, and K-State did play a whole share of those when Michael Bishop was that quarterback there. Here at K-State, 441 yards against Louisiana Monroe. And then you go back to what Will Howard did this year, eclipsing almost 300 yards against Oklahoma State. The shutout win earlier, well, going back to last season now, you want to call it that, as the recent K-State season just wrapped up a couple weeks ago down there in New Orleans there as well. Here, career passing touchdowns, 36, longest pass. That same opponent against Louisiana Monroe back in 98. Total offensive yards in the season, over 35,000 plus there in the same season there back in 1998. Bishop from Willis, Texas, and came to K-State from Benn Junior College. So a junior college transfer, of course, like myself as well. Bishop won a Davey O'Brien Award back in 98 in addition to being runner-up for the Heisman. And finalists for the Maxwell and Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Awards there. Bishop's outstanding 1998 season came on the heels of a 1997 debut campaign here at K-State, which he was named Big 12 Offensive Newcomer of the Year, MVP of the 1997 Fiesta Bowl against Syracuse against Donovan McNabb, 35-18 victory over that squad back then as well. Michael Bishop was drafted by the Patriots back in 1999. And then later on, played 10 more seasons in the Canadian Football League. That's where Dalton Schultz is at right now. And he put up one of his best seasons of his career more recently with the former wide receiver standing out here at K-State there as well. He helped back to Bishop. He helped lead Toronto The Agronauts, that's spot on. 2A victory in the 2004 Grey Cup there as well. And, of course, here, let's see if I have that list. Yeah, yes, I do have that list. Michael Bishop, of course, part of this 2023 class. He's going to join, obviously, players like, well, actually, this is not what I was looking for. I know from my other college team, the Florida Gators, Tim Tebow is part of this class as well. I'm going to have to go back and look that up. The rest of the class, I know, at a later time. At a later time, I'm going to bring that to you. But I know Michael Bishop and Tim Tebow, one of my all-time favorite college quarterbacks of all time. As well, and now Bishop joins that list. He's with, of course, joining these type of names. And now I'm not gonna go through this whole list here. Actually, I might have actually found who else is on this list. So, but first, of course, he'll join Reggie Bush, Eric Berry, Dwight Freeney, those type of names. Derek Johnson, Luke Kuechly, Bryant McKinney. Yes, Tim Tebow. Yep, coming in here on the list as well. Troy Vincent, D'Angelo Williams. There as well, and of course the co-coaches this year. There's actually a whole lot of list actually. That's what I believe. What I'm looking at is a 2023 class, but I'm bouncing around because there's a whole bunch of them that are in there as well. Coaches, I'm gonna go through this in order. Monte Cater from Lakeland, Paul Johnson, he one-time coached for Georgia Tech. Roy Kramer, Central Michigan, and I know this name, Mark Richt, former Georgia head coach there, who had a lot of success. And of course, we saw Georgia win back-to-back national championships. Since I'm sitting here recording this podcast last night with the beatdown of TCU. My goodness. So, and he coached Miami as well there as well. So, big congrats finally to Michael Bishop finally getting in. You wonder how long the College Hall is going to keep him out. Since when we started this podcast a couple years ago, we were talking about that same discussion. Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to bring that discussion back up on this week's edition of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly edition, episode 140, unless things change. Yes, I am going through, let's say I'm chatting with a couple people right now. I'm going to leave it just like that. But if I don't grab somebody, me and Alex will hunker down and record episode 140 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly, which, speaking of weekly editions, if you have not listened to two recent episodes of the weekly edition, episode 138 and 139, might want to check those out right now. And of course, 139 is the bonus edition featuring my favorite K-State athletic moments of the 2022 campaign. Take one last look at a action-packed accomplishment year for Kansas State Athletics. So you don't want to miss that as well. So putting that out there as well. But congratulations to one of the all-time great quarterbacks here in Manhattan ever to put on that silver and purple, Michael Bishop, in the 2023 class going to the College Football Hall of Fame, the Pro Project Podcast. You can get it wherever you find your favorite podcast. That's going to wrap it for this edition of Pro Project Podcast Daily, the PPBD edition of the show. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Rose on.